This is the JIS News. Coming up, Jamaican land surveyors to receive training in Korea, national fertility rate down, and government to develop policy and master plan for creative industries. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Jane, it's how you start coming to work so early from the other day. You're working for a promotion.
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done. But when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center.
Now the news. Jamaica's expertise in cadastral land surveying and mapping is to be further enhanced as 10 government land surveyors are to receive advanced training in this area, courtesy of the government of the Republic of Korea. Korea's Chargé d'Affaires in Jamaica, Kimo Lim, says 15 Jamaicans have already benefited from training under the just-concluded cadastral mapping and land titling project jointly undertaken by the governments of both countries.
In upcoming April, 10 more engineers, Jamaican friends, will be invited to Korea to improve technical capacity in cadastral surveys and expect Jamaica to be a leading country in the field of land management in the Caribbean region.
The Chargé d'Affaires was speaking Friday at the closing ceremony for the project. The 11-month project facilitated the surveying of 1,000 lots in St. Anne, St. Mary, and Portland, as well as the preparation and delivery of 520 land titles. The Planning Institute of Jamaica is moving to reassure Jamaicans that the population is not growing at an unsustainable rate. This in the wake of recent calls for a restriction on the number of children Jamaicans should be allowed to have. Manager for the Population and Health Unit in the PIOJ, Tony Shea Freckleton, says according to recent studies, the national fertility rate is declining rather than increasing.
We've seen our total fertility rates decline from an average of 6 children per woman in the 1960s to around 2.4 children per woman in our last reproductive health survey of 2008. We're fast approaching replacement level fertility. And once we get to that point, this is where we're seeing the possibilities of a declining population if it goes unchecked.
Ms. Freckleton was speaking at a JIS think tank session recently. She says the current fertility rate is within the preferred targets for the Vision 2030 development plan. If maintained, Jamaica will be on track to achieve the Vision 2030 target of 2.1 children per woman. The government is to develop and implement a master plan for the cultural and creative industries within 2 years. The National Cultural and Creative Industries Commission, chaired by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, was recently formed to spearhead the initiative.
We have 2 years to policy and master plan completion with simultaneous implementation. What that means is, as there is a decision that is made, that if it needs to be implemented immediately, you're not waiting till the policy is developed and published.
Chair of the Commission's Technical Working Group, Dr. Deborah Hickling, speaking at the recently held 3-day regional conference on intellectual property and creative industries. Dr. Hickling says a number of government agencies are represented on the committee, and the first meeting should be held this month. And residents of Port Royal in Kingston now have access to better roads following the repair of approximately 3,000 square meters of thoroughfare in the town. The work was undertaken through the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program Jeep at a cost of approximately $10 million.
Well, the roads are in excellent condition. We resurfaced 3 of the roads, total overlay 3 of the roads, and 4 of the other roads were patched to make it easier for speakers to negotiate.
Works overseer at the KSAC, Xavier Chevons, speaking in an interview with JIS News. Some 80 persons from the community received employment through the project. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.